Pictures of the Asian giant hornet are nothing short of terrifying. The face of the 2-inch insect looks malevolent, and it is. It preys on honeybees, capable of devouring colonies in a few hours. That said, unprovoked attacks on humans and livestock are rare. But its sheer size and ability to sting through most beekeeper suits makes it a formidable pest, and agricultural officials in the U.S. and Canada are working to make sure it doesn't get established in North America. Alaska isn't known to be hospitable to outside species. University of Alaska Fairbanks entomologist Derek Sykes says he doesn't see the Asian giant hornet adapting to Alaska's cold climate. But in some parts of the panhandle, the temperature is fairly mild.
So the question then becomes, okay, what about Southeast Alaska, which is, you know, the warmest? And there, you know, that's where it has the highest chance of succeeding, but even there, it's very small.
Dubbed in recent days by some media outlets as so-called murder hornets, its northern range of habitat is in Russia's Far East and Japan.
And that's the same latitude as, you know, Washington and Oregon.
Two nests were discovered last fall on Vancouver Island in British Columbia.
And those nests were eradicated.
That's Gail Wallen, Executive Director of the Invasive Species Council of British Columbia. The nests were found last fall near the island city of Nanaimo, about 400 miles south of Ketchikan.
Nobody knows for sure how they got here. So were they a hitchhiker on, you know, a shipping container? Were they a hitchhiker in somebody's cargo that they were bringing back from a trip to Asia? Or were they intentionally introduced because somebody brought them in because they wanted a collection of Asian giant hornets because they wanted an exotic pet?
Agricultural authorities in Washington State have confirmed sightings of the pest near Blaine, near the Canadian border. Wallen says BC officials are working with neighboring states, provinces, and territories to track and eliminate these and other invasive pests.
The species don't recognize any of the borders, so the more we work together, the better off we are.
The Centers for Disease Control cites more than 1,100 deaths by wasp and bee stings between 2000 and 2017. The last two recorded fatal wasp attacks in Alaska were both near Fairbanks in 2006. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.